Psalms 122 this evening. The psalmist David now is writing. The Holy Ghost has him to pin down something that stands out to us this evening. He simply said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord." You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you and thank you. Help us now. Let preaching be easy. Let us be a blessing to your people tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this family that's come by. I pray that you'd hedge them in. You'd give them traveling safety home tonight. Lord, they have a long way to go. Now I pray you'd give them a safe journey. Thank you for the good people that's come back to your house tonight. Thank you for the good service this morning, the dear man of God that you spoke through. Lord, I am so insufficient tonight. There's no preaching in me. Oh, God, unless you let me preach tonight, let me be a blessing, Lord, and be mindful of the people. Now be careful to always honor you and thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen and amen. David said, "I was glad, not mad." Didn't say sad when they said unto me, "Let us go in the house of the Lord." I won't preach tonight on just a few reasons why I go to church. Why I go to church. I realize tonight there's a lot of places you could be on a Sunday evening. It's already 8:10. I know what time it is. But you know, it's a lot later than we all really realize. Don't take us long to read the newspapers to see where we are. Boy, you can read the book from all the way from Genesis to the Revelation. You'll find out that the newspaper is not correct, neighbor, but the Bible's correct. The Bible's unfolding right before our very eyes. But tonight, there's a lot of places you could be. I want to say quickly, I think there's four things why people don't come to church. First of all, when the people ain't friendly. Amen. And then when the place ain't fancy. Boy, we got that number covered, ain't we? And I'm working on the friendly part. If I can get some of y'all to smile, amen. But they won't come because people ain't friendly in the place ain't fancy, and the preaching ain't fiery. God help me to be a fiery preacher. And then cause the power ain't felt. I'm glad we can go to church house tonight and feel the good breeze from yonder glory land come by one more time. Now I want to say tonight why I go to church. First of all, cause the authentication of the Scriptures. The Scriptures are authentic tonight. I'm going to tell you in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 25, I just want to say something before I go any further. I'm glad my Bible's inspired. I'm glad a man just didn't write down and go to writing something. But the Scriptures are authentic tonight. In Hebrews 10 and verse number 25, I want you to notice here, in my view of things, and it don't mean much, but I think Paul was the writer of Hebrews. But anyway, we know ultimately the Holy Ghost wrote it, Brother Lee. We see in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, I want to say, first of all, there is an assembly expected. He says, not forsaking the assembly. Now, you know what that means in Bowden vernacular? It means not forsaking. It means go to church. Not forsaking the assembly. Now, there's assembly expected. Number two, there are actions exposed. Look what he says, as the manner of some is. Now, some can come back to church, but some just won't come. Some look for reasons to stay out of church. You gotta look for these reasons to come to church. I can hardly wait to Super Bowl night. Don't know when it is, don't know when it's playing. But I can hardly wait to Super Bowl night. I hope it's on Sunday night. Will it be on Sunday night? I hope I'm going to preach 3.5 hours on that Sunday night. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now, the assembly expected, their actions exposed. Some do. But then there's advice extended. Look what he says exhorting one another. You know what that means, Brother Mark? It means encouraging one another. It means patting folks on the back, saying, good job. It means that a boy. That means seek him, preacher. That means amen. Some of you ladies, it'll be okay you say amen. You raise your voice at home, raise it at church. Say amen, amen. Yeah, man, amen. And so certainly there is advice extended. But then notice lastly about that point, there is an approach that is examined. He said, and so much the more. Now listen, there's a lot of folks backing off church. But as you see the day approaching, look what he says, young families. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know what that, you know what that lets me know? I need church more today than the old timers did 100 years ago. That's good preaching down in Bowden on Sunday night. That lets me know as you see the day approaching so much more. Why didn't the forefathers need it like we need it as much? Because they ain't facing the devils that's been turned loose on a country like we facing tonight. Our young people here, they're facing more devils than me and you ever realize, even in a school system tonight. Our school teachers, they're facing more devils and more devilish ways. And you mom and daddies that are married tonight, you're facing and I'm facing more temptations than any of our forefathers ever were tempted by. There's so many easy vices tonight that the devil can get us by. Look what he says now. I didn't write it. Young preacher from Homa called me this week and asked me about a verse. I said, son, listen. Don't preach that till you understand it. I said, let me give you a rule of thought on preaching. Just stand on what you know and preach it real loud. Don't try to understand everything about it. You'll get all bogged down. This is what I understand. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It just does something when we get together. As the manner of some is. Now, there's some that don't like to get together. And I know that'd be easier on you if I could just realize that. Miss Renee, bless her heart, she's not here tonight, but she'd say, hun, we is here. Why didn't you preach that this morning? But exhorting one another. Encouraging one another. Look what it says. And so much the more. Listen, hey, families, this ain't time to back off church. It's time to get in church. The authentication of the Scriptures. And then secondly, I want to say the reason that I come, not only because these Scriptures are authentic, but I want to say I come to church because of the verification of a sanctuary. The verification of our sanctuary. Now, I've got some thoughts I want to share with you here. Turn with me in Psalms 20. Psalms 20. The authentication, boy, I wish I could say that word. Would somebody say that? Say it again, Brother Tim. Authentication, thank you, of the Scriptures. Then the verification of the sanctuary. Now, I'm glad when we get together, it verifies some things. In Psalms 20, look what it says. Psalms 20, verse number 1. The Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Why you go to church, preacher? Because of the verification of the sanctuary. First of all, it verifies when we get together, we have a faith that's real. I'm glad my faith is real. Church, can I turn you tonight to Romans chapter number 10, verse number 13. Romans 10, verse 13. As I was pinning these thoughts down this evening, I happened to think about this verification of a sanctuary. When we come together, it verifies that we have a faith that is real. I'm glad I don't have religion. I'm glad I got something lives in me. A faith that is real. Romans 10, The Bible said, verse 13, I love this word, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful is the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Verse 17, underline it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, the reason that I come to church tonight, this verification of the sanctuary, it proves that I have a faith that is real. When you come to church, it proves that you have a faith that is real. Faith cometh by hearing, not heard. Hearing. We forget things. We need to have repetitious preaching. Hearing. Now then, faith is real. Number two, in this verification of the sanctuary, not only does it verify we have a faith that is real, but it verifies there's a family that's represented. In Ephesians chapter number 3, and you'll find the teaching in the Word of God, He uses this word. In Ephesians chapter number 3, and He writes it down so easily so that we all could understand it. He says this. He says that, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentile. If you've heard the dispensation, the grace of God, which is given to me to you, word, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles, by the Spirit, watch this, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace. Verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. From the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. He says to the intent now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose that He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. He said, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the word of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I'm glad by Christ we've all been placed into one body. He is the head. We are the body. We are the bride of Christ. And therefore when we come together, it verifies that there's a family that's represented. I think we've got a good family. God's family is the best family on planet Earth. You say, well, preacher, you don't know my family. I'd hate to run your background back very far, neighbor. But I can tell you, I sure am glad that I'm in the family of God. I'm glad my Father's God. I'm glad my brother's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is my indweller. And I'm glad that I'm in a good, sweet family of God tonight. And when we come together, it verifies there's a family represented. Not only a faith that is real, a family that's represented, but when we come together, it shows us that we have a foundation that is rooted. In Colossians 2, and verse number 6, and this is where I want to try to challenge you tonight. Colossians 2 and verse number 6. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Here's the word. rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. As you've been taught, abandon therein with thanksgiving. Have you ever noticed this? The trees that are blown over, their root system is given away. Have you ever noticed that the more that our roots go down into this Bible and into the church life, into the things of God, how stronger we get when the winds blow? Aren't you glad the good God of glory knows how much wind that it takes to blow at our house? But here, when we come together, it verifies the sanctuary. No doubt, friend, that we have a foundation that is rooted. I'm glad I've got a foundation under me tonight that is the Lord Jesus. It's not the Baptists. I'm doing a Baptist study. It's amazing the history, how far the Baptist goes, all the way back to Jerusalem. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God wants you rooted and grounded in the faith. Denomination's not getting nobody to heaven. The Lord Jesus is getting us to heaven. Now, the verification of the sanctuary. It verifies we have a faith that is real. It verifies there's a family that is represented. It also verifies that there is a foundation that is rooted. But I want to say, when you come by and see this steeple, it verifies there's a fixture that's reliable. It's a fixture that's reliable. Our community needs a church to go to. I realize there are a lot of good churches in Bowden, Georgia. I know that. I'm aware of that. But I'm going to tell you what, it's the responsibility of the people to keep a place that is reliable for a community to come to and hear the preaching of the Word of God. Not to see a clown dressed up in a costume, but to hear preaching. Preaching from the King James Bible, the only Bible that there is. It is a place that needs to be reliable, that people can come and hear the truth of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. A fixture that is reliable. I'm glad this church is a fixture in this community. And I'm going to tell you what sounds out of it. Whatever me and you do. Our God is way too good to shame Him. And our God's been way too good for us to sit down and say nothing. But I sure am glad. One reason I go to church, not only because the Scriptures are authentic, but I sure am glad the verification of this sanctuary. Number three, not only the verification of the sanctuary, but I go to church because the communication of the Spirit. I love when God's a-talking. I noticed this morning when the old man of God would begin to preach and he'd get on something and it'd get real quiet. You know what that means? You eat. You ever notice in the fellowship hall out there in Christmas, by the time everybody got to eating, things got quiet. And then when people started to get done, it started to get to talking more lively again. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, I sure am glad tonight I go to church because the communication of the Spirit. Can I show you one nugget and I move on, cover two more points? Genesis chapter number 1, I want you to notice a great nugget of truth here tonight about the Spirit of God. The Bible said, in the beginning, God. Now, that's good enough to me. I don't have to doubt anything else. In the beginning, God. He created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And now I want you to watch your Bible and always remember this. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said. What are you saying, preacher? God never speaks till the Spirit moves. Look what He done. The Spirit moved, and God said. I'm glad that I go to church because the communication of the Spirit. I love the moving of the Spirit. I love this morning when visitors come in, look like everybody was tear gassed. We had visitors look around like, what have we just walked into? Just walked into a Holy Ghost church. Can I tell you, it's still all right to love each other. It's still all right to shed some tears. Matter of fact, I done found out if we'll let our head leak, it won't swell near as bad. And so I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing wrong with telling your brother and sister that you love. Didn't I read tonight exhorting one another? And the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, tonight I go to church, not only cost the verification of the sanctuary to this community, because of the communication of the Spirit. I love the moving of the Spirit. John 16:13, He said He would lead and guide you into all truth. Amen. If you want to know what God wants for your life, the Holy Spirit lives in us. You get in your Bible, get in your prayer closet, God will show you what He wants done. Boy, the moving of the Spirit. Number two, the ministering of the Spirit. I love going to church because the ministering of the Spirit. Sometimes I need a hug. I'm sorry, I'm a whiner. Sometimes I need to hear somebody say, "Preacher, it's going to be all right." I know you're bulletproof, but I ain't. And I sure do love not only the moving of the Spirit, but the ministry of the Spirit. And thirdly, you know what else I like about the Spirit? I love the miracle of the Spirit. Did you realize that every time a person's born again in the family of God, that's a miracle? Jesus said you must be born again. You can only be born again by the Spirit. And boy, I love when I come to the house of God, the communication of the Spirit. And then I want to say fourthly tonight, the reason that I go to church is because the fortification against Satan. 1 Peter 5 and verse number 8. Young couples, I want you to watch this verse tonight. I want you to underline it in your Bible because he's no respecter of person. 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 8. Here Peter's writing. Boy, he was a unique character. He was a fisherman. God saved him, called him. I mean, he'd take a whack at you in a minute. He loved to tote a pocket knife, amen. And he would sometimes say a few things he didn't need to say. But he's winding down the Holy Ghost to knock some rough edges off of him. He's done faced some opposition that men you know nothing about. Look what he says. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, look what he says. As a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I go to church because the fortification of Satan. I'm not bulletproof. I love what the preacher said this morning. When temptation come, that's an invitation to sin. Can I say that again tonight? When temptations come, that's an invitation from sin. You always remember that? And when that comes, you know what it shows me? That I'm mortal man. Sometimes my mouth says things it should not say. I know y'all got all that handled. I ain't got there yet. I'm working on it. And I know all of you got your feet where they're not supposed to go. I know y'all got your hands in place what they're not supposed to touch. But I'm going to tell you something, what I done found out. We're all human. And so we better watch this verse I'm reading about tonight. Brother Ken, why do you go to church? Because the fortification of Satan. I need to combat the devil. You know why? First of all, there's a preaching here that reminds me. In Ephesians 6, and I'm not going to be much longer. Ephesians 6, verse number 10. The preaching that reminds me. Oh, how I need to be reminded that this thing is a warfare. You hear me? This is a fight. This is a battleground. Do y'all just time out 1 second. Do you really think the devil's going to sit around here and watch what happened in this place this morning? Watch a new edition be put on. He watch you be faithful in church and not try to attack you some kind of way. And he'll use anything he can use. He'll tell you your baby was too loud just to get you out of the house of God and never get your baby back. I can preach over any baby. Matter of fact, I preach over about 300 babies every Sunday morning. So we better watch this, and you always be reminded of this. I come to church because the preaching that reminds me, Ephesians 6:10, Paul, one of the greatest preachers ever preached behind Christ, said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on." Now, a lot of us get up in the morning and we're not going to put on nothing. And you know what? We're not bulletproof. We're going to get in trouble. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles. That word wiles, it simply means the arts or the crafts. He's a crafty rascal. He knows your weakness. He knows mine. But I'm going to tell you something. I need to come to church because the fortification of Satan, the preaching that reminds me. Number two, the people that reinforces me. There's people that reinforces me when I come to church that helps me live right. Let me ask y'all a question. Now, maybe you can relate to it. But if you as a preacher, you as a pastor, and you sit right here on Sunday morning, and you've seen all of them little ones come, drop it in a bucket. They'll come up, some of them so innocent, they'll come right up and just hug my neck. Give me a kiss. One of the new families coming. They sat on the back this morning. I showed Miss Renee, and I left it by her bedside. Miss Renee invited her to church, and she came, brought her children, had them in Sunday school this morning. And one of them this morning, they come up beside me and grabbed me by my coat when I come by their mama and handed me something. You know what that child wrote? She had a steeple. And she said, "I love Liberty Baptist Church, and I love you, preacher, and I love Jesus." The second Sunday they've been to this church. And let me tell you, there's some things that don't bother me. But there's some things about the time I realize and find myself, Brother David, I say, "Woe is me," because there's people that's accounting on me to do right. And to be right and to live right. And thank God when I come to church, I'm encouraged to do right. I told Miss Patsy and I sat down. I told her, I'm always joking with her that I'm her pastor. Now I guess I probably am. I'm not ashamed of it either. I'm on the radio. I tell you right now, I ain't ashamed of it. I just hate you got to drive 2 hours to get here. But I can tell you this, I'd hate to know the people that I pastor, Brother Brady. They'll say, "Brother Ken started right. But Brother Ken didn't finish right." And you know what, Brother Driver? They don't remember how I started. When I'm laying down yonder in that box, they're going to remember how I finished. And right now, anything I've seen ain't worth what I've got tonight. And I can tell you why I come to church. Because of fortification from Satan. I need this for my life. And you need this for your life. You see, he said, "I was glad when they said, the preaching that reminds me, the people that reinforces me, but the power that recharges me." I'll just be honest with you. That man preached this morning. You know how old that man is? He's 70 years old. I let him in the room last night and he said, "Preacher, would you help me out? Would you go get me a battery for my hearing aid?" He got up this morning and began to preach like he was 25 years old. The Spirit of God come down on him. How it thrilled my heart and charged my battery to let me know when I'm 70 years old, I still have the fire of God in my soul. I love it when Brother Donald testifies. Lets me know the closer that I get to 80, I ain't got no reason to whine to shout about it. Boy, I love coming to church and getting charged up. How many times have you come in about ready to quit? Everything's tore up, but you left out of here saying, I can make it one more time. I was walking the other morning, one of my heroes, you've never heard him preach here, Brother Hanley Milby. The reason, because a lot of you couldn't handle him. But I was walking, I plugged him in my iPod, and I heard him preach on the days of Noah. Got back home, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart, said, call him, I called him. One time when Megan was little, he run a revival for me, Brother Randall, at Lighthouse. He called. Megan answered. He said, is Brother Bowman home? And she said, Mama, it's God. Mama, it's God. She said it. What are you saying? I'm saying I called him. He said, hello. Buffalo, Kentucky. I said, Brother Milby, I've had a hard couple of months, but I want to tell you, I was walking this morning. I heard you preach to the days of Noah. I'm ready to go another round. He said, just hold the phone while I run and shout, glory to God. I would encourage the old man of God, and he encouraged me. Thank God we got a house tonight. We can come and be encouraged by the glory of God. We need each other. Oh, we need each other. Oh, my God, how we need each other. Some of the best friends in my life sitting in this building tonight. Some of the kindest, most faithful people God's ever saved sitting here tonight. And I bless Him for it. I close, I'll be done. Not only the authentication of the Scriptures, the verification of the sanctuary, the communication of the Spirit, the fortification of Satan, but I want to say lastly tonight, Brother Brady spoke about it. I come to church because of the glorification of the Savior. You see, I want to worship with praise. Whoever told you that you couldn't raise your hand in church? Whoever told you you couldn't shout in church? The Bible says you want to turn there. I'm about done. Psalms 134, the Bible said this, behold, bless you the Lord, all ye servants and the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. You see, the reason I go to church, I want to glorify my Lord. This ain't about me. There was a man come to my preacher friend's place where he pastors the other week. He's got a mission statement he handed. He said that he was out making his disciples. Let me educate you folks before I go on down yonder where I live tonight. Jesus said, make disciples after him, not after the preacher. And if there's any preacher ever trying to get after you and make you one of their disciples, you're following the wrong master. I'm his disciple. You're not my disciples. That would be a cult. Don't never let a wolf hoodwink you into such erroneous thinking. Jesus is our master. And he's been good to us, church. And I come to church to glorify the Savior. I want to say, I want to worship him with praise. Number two, I want to work with passion. I know life's hard. But let me tell you something. The Bible says redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Brother Brady wasn't going to do this. But that last song y'all come to sing, would you just come here and sing it? Just one verse of it before we begin. That last song that you and the kids sung there, and she played the piano. Would you come do that tonight? I just want to open this altar up just 1 minute. I just want to try to mind in the best I know how. the glorification of the Savior. You see, I want to worship with praise. You know what you ought to get in on is worship. It's okay to raise your hand. It's okay to raise both hands. It's okay to still come to an old-fashioned altar and weep your way to God. It's still okay to tell your brother and sister you love them. It's still right, Brother Vince, to pray one for another. Brother Gerald handed me a clipping this morning about Tracy. I thought it was strange he handed me that because this morning in my prayer altar, God brought him to me and I began to pray for him. And he handed me this paper. Tracy's doing well. You know where Tracy's at? He's in Afghanistan. Miss Deborah's child is away over there. Brother Tracy's been honored with a medal of how he stood up and done right with a group. And they've honored him for that. And you know something? It's still right to pray. A lot of people in that platoon were saved, wouldn't kill. Can I give you this thought? You remember when Paul, the ship went down in Acts 27, and he told them, don't worry, you know why? You know why? Because he is on board. You ever thought about this? If you're praying for somebody so intensely, he may be saving others that you didn't even know about. You ever thought about maybe that reason that platoon wasn't wiped off the face of that map? Maybe it's because some of you been praying for that boy. Brother Ballou said last night, I might as well just go and preach a minute. We're done past 8, past your little Baptist bedtime anyway. He said, Brother Bowman, and he took me back when he said this at the table. He said, I'm looking forward to the judgment seat. I've never heard a man tell me that, Brother Kevin. Never have I heard a man tell me he's looking forward to the judgment. I dread it. But you know what he's saying? He said, the reason, he said, I know, preacher, I'm going to have to give account of some things. But he said this. He said, I can barely wait to get to see God and He's going to show me all of His workings that He done that I never do nothing about. That people in my life helped me that I never knew nothing about. Right. Right. I just want to glorify the Savior. Every time I get in here, I'm going to tell you this. There's been some young'uns coming tonight. Preacher, we having class tonight? No. I'm not sure we'll have class next week, but I'll guarantee you this. We'll be here to glorify our Savior. And if God lets us have Sunday school, we'll go to Sunday school. If He just wants us to lay and weep, we'll lay and weep. But we're going to mind God. He's been good to me. He's been good to you.